Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What are some of the challenges and rewards of working in physical therapy? Let's go in depth with Joel Waters with Work Systems Rehab and Fitness, Pella. So Joel, what got you interested in physical therapy?
Probably when I ran cross country and track in high school. And so just dealing with injuries, I had my share of them. And so I interacted with a number of physical therapists that way. Early on, I remember my mom went to a physical therapist. She had back issues, and she actually went to a young therapist, Troy Vandermolen, who owns Work Systems. She went to him in Cedar Rapids, and she came back from that. I was probably 12 years old, and we were in the kitchen. She came home, and she said, "Joel, I think you should be a physical therapist." And I was like, "Okay, I think I will." And she listed off some reasons of why. She thought I was a good people person, and she, you know, you have to have a little bit of willing to inflict a little punishment on people once in a while. And she thought that I would really enjoy it. And there's a lot of association with athletics and that kind of thing. So kind of from then, I just thought maybe I would enjoy it. And through my experiences with it myself, I had an IT band injury my junior year of high school.
What's that?
Well, it's a thick band of tissue that runs down the side of your leg. It has a really small muscle belly called the tensor fascia lata up in the hip, and then it extends all the way down the side of your leg to your knee. And if we have weak hips or some tightness in places, that band of tissue can get overused and overworked as it tries to stabilize the leg, particularly when we run. So a really common injury with runners, and so I had that. I dealt with that, and yeah, Troy worked on me,
and now you're working.
And
for
now
him.
I work it for him. Yeah.
Well, that's a great story.
Yeah, that's a great story.
And so, do you like the part? Part of it's the sort of the healing part, the helping people get better. Do you like the science behind it, or both? What is it that you like?
Yeah, I think it's working with people. I think as I've grown and gone through life, I've found that people are the most important thing in our world, and I wanted to do something to help people and interact with people. The opportunity to it feels like, yeah, when you have an injury, it's, and you're working with someone that's a vulnerable place, our health is pretty important to us. And having the opportunity to enter that place with somebody, work on ways to improve that, and then help them live healthier and function better, that gets me excited. And it's rewarding in that when people do achieve their goals through the interventions we can provide. So, yeah, I really like it.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about physical therapy with Joel Waters with Work Systems Rehab and Fitness. And so you might have an athlete that's just, you know, at the top of their game, and you want to help them continue to improve their game in coming back from an injury. But then you've got, well, for example, before we started taping, we were talking about an old knee injury of mine. So you get people like
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wide range. Yeah. And some injuries can be, you know, they happened. You fell or you twisted an ankle, and sometimes you don't know why things kind of come on. It's just a wide variety. And I think a thing I really like is that there's nobody is the same and no injury is the same. And so you really have to take each person and each injury and each person's life and how they live their life, and that all plays into the picture of how we can help that person move and function better. And back to that question, I think the other thing I really like, working with people, that kind of personal aspect, but I really do think the human body is just amazing. I'm just every day I'm fascinated by the way that the body functions, that the body compensates, that the body's made up the way it can heal. It's just absolutely amazing. Yeah, I really enjoy that too.
Are there problems you can't solve? I mean, are there things that you haven't seen that you think, boy, that's what a challenge? I mean, and that you think, I'm sort of stumped here?
Absolutely. Yeah, and particularly when you get, like, you have more complex things. So as we age, there's certainly more things show up. Sometimes you can have, things that are interacting that that doesn't make it just a simple knee injury or just a simple shoulder injury. And there are times when I have I do struggle and are unable to get someone to the place where they want, and that could be for a variety of reasons, and that's hard for me. Mm-hmm. I have the expectation that I'll get everybody better and help people achieve those goals, and sometimes that doesn't happen, and it certainly is, I take it personally. It's been hard for me. It's kind of been a process that I've been on the last couple of years. Is when someone doesn't get better or someone doesn't improve to the point that they want, it shouldn't be a reflection on me as a person. Mm-hmm. I guess it's I'm trying my best and I'm doing my best, and there's lots of factors into why someone has pain and someone can't much well, and it's up to me that if we don't get them to the place that they want to be, how can I get them there? Who can get them there, and let me help them interact with that person. So it's not just like a dead end, you know. It's let's find you the place where you can get help. Because not physical therapy is not for everybody, and just like any kind of medicine isn't for everybody. But I think there are applications in my profession, and obviously I'm biased, but I think there's applications for a lot of people that we can make good progress and help people.
Well, this isn't exactly a pleasing thought, but it's a never-ending battle, because we're constantly on the verge of falling apart for yet another reason as absolutely. We age and encounter life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's part of my job. A lot of my job is education. So how do I, it's maybe not just fixing, like we talked about, the knee. We're not just fixing the knee, but fixing why the knee's hurting and preventing that from occurring down the road. Or, you know, if balance is, well, let's work on take a step back and work on the knee, but let's work on the balance that's affecting the knee, and it could affect other things, or education regarding activity. So what are some activities that are the really irritating things or the things where we're at highest risk, and how can we modify those things where you can still participate in the things that you like to do without either increasing, continuing at risk for the injury or not being able to do those things. So.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about physical therapy with Joel Waters with Work Systems Rehab and Fitness.
Do you ever, like, walk down the aisles at Hy-Vee or somewhere in a store or in a restaurant or around the square and see people and look at them and think, I think there's something wrong there that maybe I can help?
Yeah, so I'm always in my mind, like, part of my job is it seems like you're trying to investigate, you're trying to figure out, you're trying to problem solve. And so, yeah, all the time I watch people walk a lot. And my wife always complains that I'm staring at people. But I do. I'm always interested. Like, what's going on there? That doesn't look right. And so I'm always trying to figure out what things are kind of creeping up or showing up through. Because oftentimes the body will show us what's wrong. We have lots of ways to diagnose, but oftentimes some of the best way to diagnose is just watch someone move, and the body is going to show through compensation, through lack of mobility in certain areas that where the issue is or what's going on. So I often will just have people move during my evaluation, and that things can show up that we can work on.
And probably the more you observe, the more you learn, the more you know, then you go research, and then and so you just get better and better at it.
I hope so. Yeah, I feel like I am miles ahead of where I was when I came out of physical therapy school, but I got lots and lots to learn. I never feel like I know enough. I always there's always something to learn. And that's a cool thing about the job. I feel like our knowledge of the human body and how it moves and functions is always changing and always improving, I think. And so there's always new places to be challenged and to grow. Yeah, I think that's an exciting part about the job. It's good and bad. I wish I could just say I know everything and I know it all, but I never will, and I'll always have to keep grasping for more and trying to, you know, you interact with those people you don't know what's going on or why they're not improving. That, you know, those are the situations where it forces you to take a step back and dive deep into trying to learn and grow in that area, whatever it may be.
Are you ever tempted to walk up and talk to somebody and say, hey, I think you've got this going on and
yeah,
I can do something?
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you walk up to them? Do you say that?
I have a few times. I'm a runner, so when I see runners, sometimes we'll, if I'm in different situations, that could be something, situation. But most of the time I just tell my wife, look at that, you know.
Well, a runner probably wants to know, hey, you're doing something wrong. You've got,
I suspect this
and we can treat that. But I mean, the lady in front of you at the grocery store line, you probably.
Yeah, I just observe and think about.
Yeah, but it must be tempting.
It is.
Especially if you know you can help.
Yeah, yeah, certainly. But it's their business too. If they need me, they'll come find me, I think.
Well, and the thing is that some of us, you know, I'm just going to say this, some of us just don't know that something can be done. It's just sort of the way it's always been,
right?
That I limp or whatever, my shoulder moves a little bit this way, my neck's too stiff. It's just the way that the world is.
Mm-hmm.
It seems sort of inevitable, but a lot of it isn't. If we think maybe there's something we could do, we should do it.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad, he's 69, and he's been having some foot stuff and some back stuff, and he tells me, well, this is just old age, it's just getting old. And I'm like, no, it's not. Pain and dysfunction does not correlate with age. It correlates with dysfunction somewhere in the way your body's trying to move. And so, you know, my job is how can I identify those issues and then make that make you stronger or move better, help you be stronger, move better, and live with less pain and less discomfort. It's not just a natural, I don't believe it's just a natural part of it. There's certainly, as we slow down, there's certain things that come about, and we lose strength, we lose mobility, but I always think that there's ways to improve, and that's just the way the body's made, the way the body's put together. That if we stress it, if we use it, the body's gonna improve and embrace that change. It's one of the amazing things about the body. So,
well, now you can tell us, you can help fix things, you can give us recommendations, you can, you know, do all the research, you can provide the solution. But how about that next thing, the motivation to get people to do it? Do you play a role in that too?
I think that's probably half my job is trying to educate people. I think that I can only do so much. There's a few people I follow their blogs online, and one of them I respect quite a bit. And he said it's not your magic hands don't heal people. It's your education. So it's helping them identify how to position themselves differently at work. It's education regarding how to run better. It's education regarding motivation of trying to get people to do their exercises. And yeah, I think that's a big part of my job is helping people. Because there's some people that aren't really motivated, and there's other people that need a little bit more accountability, and that's probably why a lot of people come see me. They need that little external.
And you try to make that happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, so
I think that's one of the neat things about physical therapy is that, and one of the reasons I went into it is that it's not you just coming to me and getting something from me. I see it as I'm serving you. And then we're working together to achieve your goals, whatever those would be. So I'm not just giving you some medicine. I'm giving you a way for you to take control of your health, take control of your ability to heal in a way.
And the best part of your job?
Oh, certainly seeing people get better, seeing people accomplish what they want to accomplish. And I think interacting with people, I have this something inside me that just needs to be working with people. And so my day-to-day interactions, even the, you know, the deep conversations and the superficial ones, that's all, I think, feeds my soul a little bit.
Thanks to Joel Waters for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.